One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shellpoint Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, March 6. It is entitled, Surprised by Depression. Psalm 42:5 says, Why are you cast down, O my soul? He was a great man. It was his finest hour. Of all the heroes in the Old Testament, he was certainly a Hall of Famer. Top five, no doubt. Who would have been on the Old Testament dream team? Well, Abraham surely, and Moses, and of course, and David. He must be included. But Elijah, now he was a player. He was so great that when he finally hung up his prophetic sneakers, he was escorted directly to heaven on a chariot of fire in a whirlwind. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. His finest hour, the game of the century, took place on Mount Carmel. He stared down 450 prophets of Baal. It was a grand contest, dueling sacrifices. Yahweh's prophet against 450 of Baal's finest. Whose sacrifice would be acceptable? The rules were simple. You couldn't cheat by providing the fire. Whose sacrifice spontaneously combusts wins. That would determine if Elijah's God or Baal had the real creative power. The prophets of Baal tried first. Tried all day, in fact. They shrieked and hollered and self-mutilated, all to no avail. It was embarrassing. Elijah, on the other hand, stacked the deck against himself. He even soaked his sacrifice with water, making it humanly impossible for a normal ignition. But God showed up. Yahweh consumed Elijah's bull. Holy fire torched the sacrifice and even licked up the water. Victory was his. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. 1 Kings 18:39. The consequences? Well, it was life or death. That meant death for the prophets of Baal. All 450 were killed by Elijah. Complete victory. What a day. His finest hour. But then a woman shows up. Jezebel. She vows to destroy Elijah and do it by tomorrow. And Elijah turns tail and runs. He faced down 450 prophets of Baal, but he couldn't face one woman. So he finds himself in the wilderness, clinically depressed. He came and sat under a broom tree and asked God to kill him. It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. 1 Kings 19:4. After his greatest victory, why is Elijah so depressed? Perhaps you've had that experience. You've gone from a glorious success, your greatest high, and yet you wake up in the morning feeling like a wet dish rag, worn out, discouraged, enveloped by a cloud of depression. I get that same kind of impression in my study of Romans. We've just come off the mountaintop. Chapter 8, the glorious diamond in the jewel of the gospel. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. But then comes the shocker. Paul, the victor, is suddenly depressed. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. Romans 9:2. Wait, what? What happened to the great victor? Why, after such glorious affirmation and assurance, is the great man dissolved in despair? Is Paul's despair justified? Can a Christian go from delight to depression in an instant? Let's find out how this can be this Sunday morning. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.